Welcoming to KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, two very, very special people representing USAA and a new military family relief initiative coming from USAA that puts $30 million into the military veterans and their families' support community and infrastructure to help those families and those people. I want to introduce Harriet Dominique, who is the Senior Vice President of Corporate Responsibility of USAA, the wonderful Kathy Roth Duque, CEO of Blue Star Families, and our visit today is to talk about this fund. But before we do that, Harriet, do you mind if we start with you and ask you that you just introduce yourself and talk a little bit about your role at USAA? Same thing for you, Kathy, and then we will talk about the relief initiative.
I am the Senior Vice President of Corporate Responsibility, and what that means is I have the privilege and honor of being accountable for USAA's philanthropic investments and strategies. We support military families and our local USAA communities, and that's why we're here today to talk about that $30 million donation in support of military families.
Kathy, would you mind introducing yourself?
I'm the CEO and a co-founder of Blue Star Families, which is the largest grassroots organization in the country supporting military families and strengthening the local communities where they live. We're for active duty, guard and reserve, wounded and transitioning service members and their families. And we love helping to support military families and helping the communities where they live help support them too. We are incredibly excited about this USAA gift.
Harriet, back to you. Let's talk about the $30 million Military Family Relief Initiative and what it does.
So this new initiative for USAA, $30 million, again, the largest one-time donation in our nearly 100-year history, will be provided in partnership with 24 military-serving nonprofits. And what this will do is support military families impacted by COVID, including military spouses who are suffering from job loss, unemployment. It also will support military caregivers who are supporting their ill, injured, or wounded service member while impacted by the pandemic, and then also military children that have stressors with COVID-19, coupled with their family member, their parent, being deployed while serving our nation. So USAA has been serving military families for close to 100 years now. This is what we're made for, Ted, and this $30 million will make a definite impact and difference.
Harriet, thank you so much. And Kathy, some of the 24 organizations include, for example, the Army Emergency Relief, Air Force Aid Society, and then Blue Star Families is one of those organizations that is helping to distribute these funds and make sure that they reach these families. Talk about this partnership that you have with USAA.
We've got a wonderful partnership. One of the things they help us do is get the information about what is affecting military families. We did pain point polls every week for 10 weeks, so we really know what families are experiencing them. We did them by zip codes. We know what's going on in Colorado Springs. We see 20 to 25% of families saying that they have to dip into savings or go onto their credit card debt to pay for COVID-related expenses. So Blue Star Families, we're the friends and neighbors. We're in the community so we can help the military families pipeline into this help, make them aware of it so they know it's there, and get them to those sister organizations. We also help tell that story that we're seeing an increase in food insecurity because with schools closed, a lot of military kids used to get their subsidized lunches, breakfasts at the school. Now we need more school support. We're kind of a spoken wheel relationship with lots of organizations, getting the need out and also directly through the grassroots, touching those families themselves to get them to the help they need.
Kathy Roth Duque, CEO of Blue Star Families, and Harriet Dominique, Senior Vice President of Corporate Responsibility for USAA. To you both, what is the best way for a military family or a service provider, somebody who supports the military, to get connected with this relief?
What military families can do is visit USAA.com/coronavirus. I'll say that one more time, USAA.com/coronavirus. To be connected to the $30 million gift. They can also visit Blue Star Families as an alternative, and all the information will be there to We've made it easy and direct access to the gift.
And something I love about the gift is that it is both grants to help with current aid, but it's also no interest loan. So that family with that short-term problem, it's not charity. You're just getting someone something to help you bridge the gap. Then you can pay that loan back to the service society, pay it forward to the next family who needs that help. And that's a beautiful thing, too.
Thank you again, both of you, for spending some time with us here on KRDO's Afternoon News.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ted.